I've been hearing a lot on the news about how GLBTQ books are being banned in public schools and the oppositions to having same-sex couples in children books. I don't know about you guys, but there were same-sex couples in books, in children books, and on TV, and in the movies in the 50s and 60s, and they didn't get banned. My name is Eric. Welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Okay. Here's how I see it. I told this to a friend and he laughed at me because I considered Lauren Hardy, Abbott and Costello, Lucy and Ethel, and Laverne and Shirley as same-sex couples. Those were vaudeville acts, not couples, he yelled. So I said to him, when you a six-year-old kid watching these couples on TV performing their vaudeville routine, you think of them as couples. If you see Abbott, you know Costello is somewhere near, or if you see Lucy, you know Ethel is going to show up on the scene. And as a child, you thought of them as couples. At least I did. It wasn't until I was 13 years old in junior high school that the thought came to me that, I wonder these couples had sex. I don't know about gay, but had sex. Because I heard about gay, a friend of mine told me about gay men and all this. Well, because I didn't know anything about men having sex with men until a kid at school, like I just said, hit me to the gay life where a lot of guys were undercover. And I don't think it has anything to do with undercover. I mean, when you're 13 years old, you get into puberty and things are happening. And I never thought that was being gay. I just thought you were just exploring. You know, so I don't know how they are portraying these same-sex couples in children books. But a child isn't going to know the difference between same-sex gay couples and same-sex straight couples unless you tell them and explain to them the difference. And I think we should let children be children and allow them to explore on their own until they become of age to know the difference. My name is Eric, and you just heard the craziness that lives inside my head.